From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, welcome to Idol Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast. I'm Yvette Walker, and with me new in the studio this week is...
Tim Henley, thanks for having me.
Tim, you'll be with us here through the rest of the season.
Yep, correct.
So it's been pretty exciting, and last night's results show and the actual performance show, I thought were some of the best Idol television that I've seen.
Yes, definitely.
Last night, we had some, before we get to the results, we had some great performances. We saw No Doubt with Gwen Stefani, who had a just wonderful, rambunctious performance. She was running through the crowd. She looked great. She joked about, you know, finishing having all her babies, and she just had some babies, and she wanted to get back out on the road. So she was great, and they talked about a new album coming up after the tour with No Doubt, so that should be pretty cool. And then we also saw Daughtry, who has been smoking ever since he didn't win American Idol.
Not winning American Idol was the best thing that ever could have happened to him.
Absolutely, which is what I'm hoping will happen for my girl, but we'll get to her later. And they said that his first album, Daughtry, was triple platinum.
Yes.
So he's got a new album out. He debuted a cut from that album last night. I must admit, not that impressed by that particular cut, but... You know, I'm sure it's going to be a fine album.
Yeah, he has a huge fan base. I mean, he sold more albums than a lot of the current American Idol winners. So, and he didn't even, what he placed, like fourth during that season?
Fourth or fifth? Shockingly. And then, of course, we had a performance by Slash, who is just always cool to see Slash.
Yeah.
And an incredible dance performance, although you know she was lip syncing, was Paula Abdul. That woman looks good. I was going to Google her age before I came in here and I forgot to. She looks great.
Yes.
I mean, she's dancing really, really well. She's got to be in her early 40s, don't you think?
Yeah, or early to mid 40s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she looks amazing. She's still dancing very, very well. I'm sure choreographing her own stuff. But it was interesting. She does this performance, and then at the end, her partners, there's several men dancing with her, her partners kind of all become this little mini press conference, and they say, "So, Miss Abdul, are you going to be back another season?" And she says, "I'm just here for the music," which was, of course, the name of the song, or was, you know, one of the tracks in the song. So that was kind of funny, I thought.
The thing I wonder about her is, you know, remember when during a couple seasons ago when she performed that song with, that Randy Jackson produced for her?
Yes.
Dance Like There's No Tomorrow was the name of it.
Okay.
And then she does this song last night. Is she coming out with a new album, or does she just do these songs, record these songs here and there? Is she trying to make a comeback?
I don't know. I mean, clearly they were dealing with the little buzz about whether or not she is coming back next season. But I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, it was a great dance performance. I don't think it was that strong a song. That, you know, that strong a single. I don't think I would download it. But it was good to see her dance. I mean, she just looks great. Okay, on to the results. Well, Chris Allen, who sang Come Together by the Beatles, was the first one who was safe. You know, Chris has really been rising. He's got a really huge fan base. When I watch him perform, he's good, but then after that, I forget about him. He's kind of not memorable to me, and in fact, I couldn't remember until recently what he actually performed. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think he has a lot of fans, but to me, he's not American Idol.
Yeah, and I think his problem is, you said he's very forgettable. I think he's in the shadow of the people who have the strong vocals like Adam and Chris, and then earlier in the season, it was Anoop and... Lil and Allison, but even though Chris keeps sliding through, and I don't think he has like the strongest vocals, I think people do forget about him. But yet, I don't know, people vote for him, I guess, if he's still there. But
well, yeah, I mean, he's got the fan base,
yes.
And I think he's, I don't know. Well, and then of course our next person that was safe is Adam Lambert. Adam, I think Simon wants Adam to win. I think Simon sees him as amazingly marketable and wants him to win. But I don't know. I mean, Chris may give him a run for the money. Vocally, no. I mean, Adam sings him, you know, sings rings around him. But he's got a whole different look, a whole different personality, appeals to a whole other type of fan base. So I don't know. Chris may give him a run for his money.
Yeah, and I think I think Adam probably does deserve to win, maybe. But the thing, I don't want Adam to win only because last year we had David Cook, who was a big-time rocker. I don't think we should have two rockers in a row, you know?
Yeah, but Adam the rocker and David Cook the rocker, completely different types of rockers, don't you think?
Yeah, true.
I mean, it would give completely different concerts and performances.
David definitely didn't have the high octave range that Adam right. has.
And didn't have the theatricality yeah. that we see in Adam every week. And, you know, I've kind of joked about this in past shows, but, you know, I don't know if he is doing his own staging or not, but his staging is always flawless. It's better than the other contestants. And if he's contributing to that, then he will go out and give a good concert. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd pay to see him because it's a great show. The stage always looks good. The lighting is always amazing. And because it's always like that for him and not for the other ones, I'm just wondering, is he contributing to that?
See, funny you should mention that. My cousin was telling me about that last night, how he noticed how the stage is always better, the stage and the lighting is always better for Adam.
It's always
but
better.
He's a conspiracy theorist. He believes that the producers are trying to manipulate it so that Adam can have the best performance and win it.
Well, you never know. You never know. And then, so the people that were in the bottom two were Danny Gokey, who sang Dream On, which is a great rock song. I really like that song. And Allison Irohita, who sang Janis Joplin's Cry Baby. Now, Allison, unfortunately, went home last night. Allison's my girl. I've been rooting for her from the very beginning. I love her. She started out on Idol when she was 16. She turned 17 midway through. I think she's got an amazing career ahead of her. I hope she goes on and does Daughtry-like, you know, sales. But she's young, and she, you know, she has her whole career ahead of her. But true enough, she did sound like Janis, but she sounds like Janis. Yes. I mean, she has a Janis throaty voice. She's been sounding like that all season. So to criticize her for sounding like Janis on a Janis Joplin song, maybe she shouldn't have chosen a Janis Joplin song, but to me, it was a no-brainer. They were talking about not liking that particular song, maybe going for a different one, Peace of My Heart. I thought she did an amazing job. I thought Crybaby was great. I thought last night her farewell performance was amazing, and she didn't kind of break down. I mean, it was a strong, maybe even stronger than the previous night. I think she did a great job. I wish she didn't go home.
So I'm surprised that she was actually did go home, because I thought she was going to save herself. Remember during the duet at the end when she performed with Adam?
Yeah,
she
right.
did great on that.
She
and
did
so did
great.
Adam.
Yeah.
So I thought the viewers would see that and keep her on there, but.
Well, that brings us to Danny, who obviously either got lucky or has a stronger fan base than I thought he did. He sang Dream On. Danny has a nice voice, but those high notes at the end were not very good.
I had to put my hands on my ears on that one.
Yeah, And the fact that he couldn't, I mean, I'm sure maybe he was just trying to save grace, you know, saving grace, but he said, well, I have to go back and listen to the tape. It didn't sound that bad to me. Come on.
Yes.
I mean, you know how bad you sound. And he was straining, and it was really awful. So, and Simon was right. I will agree with Simon. So we have Chris, we have Adam, and we have Danny Gokey in the final three. I think Gokey's going to go next. I mean, he's going to have to, which will bring it down to Adam and Chris. And I think Adam deserves to win.
See, I think Danny's going to stick around another week.
You really?
I think Chris is going to go home this week.
Okay, well, why do you think so?
Oh, because, okay, Chris, because he has the personality, that's why he's been sticking around so long. But Danny does have the most soulfulness in the, I mean, he doesn't have the strong rock voice like Adam, but I do think he's the most soulful out of the three of them.
He does have a pretty good voice, and I always liked him over the guy that they had brought back, Matt Giroux. I never understood what they saw in Matt Giroux. You know, they were comparing Danny Gokey to Matt Giroux, and I'm like, no way, Danny's definitely better than Matt.
Yes.
Still feel that way, which is why he's still around. But, wow, I don't know. Well, okay, you say Danny's going to stick. I'm going to say it's Chris and Adam, and we will have to see. I don't know. If they do another couple of shows like the ones they did this week, I think that Idol will have huge numbers. Every week they've had record call-ins. I think this week it was 64 million. Last week it was 63 or 62.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even longer than that, they've had record call-in votes. They've had two great shows this week. We'll see what happens next week. So Tim, thanks for being here with me.
You're
Stick
welcome.
Around for the rest of the season. And definitely we'll watch and see what happens next week. Stick with us, and we will count it down to the final shows. Talk to you later.